Hey, I'm Cody Goff, and this is Brian Noonan, and this is the Brian Noonan Show podcast, web exclusive.
Web exclusive. Do I feel I almost typed that when I tweeted that we were going to do that, and I thought, hey, Jack Weed, aren't all podcasts web exclusive? But in the context of WGN Radio, this is web exclusive. In the context of podcasting in general, we would seem redundant if we said that. It would be like saying, I don't know, the ATM machine.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? You
tricky.
See where I'm going with that?
It's tricky. Like a Netflix original TV show, but is
not
it a
really.
TV show? Because it's not on broadcast television.
Right, and I could just be watching it on my computer or my phone.
Yeah.
So I may never even watch it on television.
Most probably don't.
This is why I rebel against all labels.
Is that,
that's why I don't want to be, I can't be put in a box. Am I a talk show host? Maybe. Am I a journalist? No.
You're no.
Am I an entertainer? Hopefully. Am I a bon vivant? Yes. Last week, I was told by at least three people that I was a man who wore many hats. And in one way, I thought, oh, isn't that cool? I'm a man who wears many hats. And then on the other part of me thought, how depressing is that I can't find one hat and one lane and just stick with it and do real well with it?
You know, what's also funny about that.
What?
On my Facebook profile,
yes.
Under the short about me snippet about yourself, my quote is, I wear many hats as long as they don't mess up my hair.
Wow.
So you were compared to me.
No, I don't think that's
true. I'm going to put that out there.
It was in reference to a number of people last week were asking me what I did. Like, what's your job?
Yeah.
And so I was regaling them with the three T's, talking on the radio, Tony and Tina, and teaching. And so they're like, wow, you wear many hats.
No, you just wear many tees.
I wear many. Oh, I love
at this
tees.
Point, you wear
like deep V-neck, so I could show off my hairy chest and my big European golden medallions.
Mm, I only do V-necks dress shirts.
I used to. I have in the last couple summers, I've had a couple of V-necks because they were the style, and I thought, oh, look at me, I'm getting all swarthy now. I'll wear a V-neck T-shirt. Probably not the best look, but it wasn't bad. I think I wore one when we did our big kilt contest. I had a V-neck on. V-neck tee with my kilt.
I don't remember your outfit.
It was a kilt.
I mean, wearing a kilt. Above the kilt. Like, yeah. The kilt was kind of the centerpiece.
Your eyes were just lower.
Yes.
In my lower quadrants.
Exactly. My eyes are up here.
Yeah,
that's what you kept saying.
I felt very dirty.
Yeah,
very dirty.
I'm wondering if we share this to the W, because we're on Facebook Live on the Brian Noonan Show Facebook page. If you're not watching this on Facebook, then you don't know this. But so if you're
then you don't know this.
If you're listening on the WGNRadio.com app or whatever,
People are listening.
They're tuned in, but we're broadcasting from the Brian Noonan Show page. It's six. It's a little after
hi,
six.
Hi, Chuck. Chuck says hi.
If we share this to the WGN Radio Facebook page, is Ro going to get upset with us?
Oh, I don't know.
Because I don't want to be on our Facebook being
no,
like,
and I don't want to upset Ro.
Exactly.
Because Ro's my guy.
He's one of three people here that like you.
Yes.
Me, him, and Roger.
Right.
Roger,
depending on the day. But no, Ro and his crew... Jeff and Brian and Anna, they all, you know, they're all solidly supporters of mine, so I don't want to upset them.
Mm. Well,
but I don't, you know.
I'll share it later.
What's the protocol? Yeah, we'll share it later.
People that really, really want,
I'll
share it to my Facebook page. How's that?
There
I have friends.
Sure you do.
Oh, I have,
we'll share it. You can share it to my personal page.
I can share it to your personal page.
Oh, yeah, you can't share it to my personal page.
No, you can share it to your personal
page. Can I share it to our personal
page? Look at us sharing. Look, we're multitasking.
Boy, this is horrifying. where am I going to share?
What is horrifying?
Share on a page you manage. No. Share on your own timeline. Mm-hmm. Hey, that's me. Mm-hmm. Sharing on my own timeline.
See, and what is going on with my hair? Good
I don't
Lord.
Know. It's international travel hair.
Yeah, it is. Oh, nice transition, Brian.
Ha, ha, ha.
I see what you did there.
I'm a broadcaster, even though I'm not. So this is we've got a lot of stories to tell this week. As you know, you may be saying, oh, hey, Brian and Cody, why aren't you on Sunday nights anymore? Did you get fired? Not yet, that we know of. No, the Blackhawks are playing an unprecedented amount of Sunday evening games.
Is it unprecedented?
For us. Just go with that.
Okay, I'll go with it.
Yes, it's an unprecedented amount of Sunday night games. Call the NHL. Don't call the Blackhawks. They have no control, and we love the Blackhawks. Call Gary Bettman. Tell him, listen, as much as we love the Blackhawks, Sunday games need to be at noon or 3, and then they can play any other day. But the primetime Sunday games we can't have. Boy, that would be selfish. And that's probably going to hurt. I'm probably going to get a horrible message from that. We love it. Blackhawks can do whatever they want. Anyway, the Blackhawks are playing a lot of Sunday night games. So we are bumped from Sundays, but we are going to be posting new podcasts via Facebook and our website, WGNRadio.com, on the Brian Noonan Show page. We will be posting those every week. And just a reminder, December 21st is the huge holiday spectacular. We will have in-studio music. Cody and I will be in onesies. And by Cody and I mean I am wearing a onesie. I don't know if you've found a onesie yet, if you've even looked for
It'll
a onesie.
It'll be a surprise.
All right. Cody may be wearing, you know, a dominatrix Santa suit. I don't know what he's going to wear.
Ooh.
That could
call.
Be weird. Thank you.
I wonder if I can find that. Where did I put it?
I don't know. Do you still have one?
Well, at least one. Yeah. I know where that one is, but where's the other one? I have a sordid past that we don't need to get into.
No.
What else
are
you going to say?
So we're doing that. So this is why we're here. This is why we're not on Sundays. So we have a lot of stories to tell. I will tell mine in a few moments, and then. But we have to mention, because somebody in the comment section said, oh, rats, Cody is back in the States, because you made a bold proclamation the other day. Once again, going out of your way to bash the media, which you are a part of.
The liberal media.
Which, again, you're probably a part of, because is there a moderate media? Because I would consider this program and myself moderate.
Moderatevoice.com.
Nah, see, again, is that a fake news site? Am I going to go in and have to shoot up a pizza place because I believed a story on that website?
It's hard to know.
Of course it's hard to know, because I have intelligence and can sort out things.
Oh.
And I'm not just going to... Well, oh, yeah, did I slam the idiot who went into a pizza place with a gun because he read a fake news story? Yes, I did.
I thought you were just slamming gullible people in general.
Well, sure I am, but I want to get their money. So first I'm going to dupe them out of their coinage, and then we're going to go on. Anyway, I'm finishing this. So,
what are you? What
I was
are you
sharing.
Finishing?
I'm still trying to share. Oh, I'm still trying to share it on the
you
page.
You might have more friends than me on Facebook.
I've got a ton of friends. I'm very popular. Oh my God, I can't believe how popular I am. Only in the cyber world. In the real world, not so much.
Yeah.
Real world people tend to avoid me at all costs. I just dribbled a little out of my mouth. Did you see that? Hopefully that didn't. Is the Facebook Live high def? Are we having trouble with that?
I don't think so.
I hope not,
because
they didn't see the little
saliva.
Yeah,
I get more tweets from strangers than I get texts from people I know.
Your hair is incredibly funky today.
I don't know what's going
on with it. It's like heat miser hair.
Hold on. I got to take the headphones off for a second.
No, it's still very poofy.
It's supposed to be poofy, but it's...
Well, now it's like a unicorn. Like,
well, I'm like a unicorn.
No, you're
in
not
a way.
Like a unicorn.
Like a good
it's
way.
It's the weirdest. Maybe it's just getting too long. Maybe you need a haircut.
I'm getting a haircut tomorrow.
You do need a haircut.
I won't get one tomorrow. Right,
now, are you taking some off the top or just the sides?
Are you talking about right now as I fix it or
no,
for the haircut?
For the haircut.
A lot of it. Yeah, well, I'm only allowed a certain amount by
sure,
because
then your lady gets, she wants you freaky.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I was going to say better. I guess it looks better.
It's
your look, that's for sure.
It looks more like my look.
Gail says it looks like something about Mary. Yeah, I don't know what he got in it, but
I've been told
I haven't seen him use gel.
Yeah. I've been told the something about Mary thing. Yeah, it's something's wrong today. It doesn't matter. The audio listener at this point is like, thank God.
I'm surprised you can function, because when did you arrive? Cody was, anyway, back to Cody leaving the country and making a huge proclamation, a Facebook proclamation. Not only was he leaving the country, but he was never coming back, and now he's back. So the question demands answering, why'd you cop out, big sissy? You were moving to Mexico. Sayonara. That's not Mexican. Adios. That's not Spanish.
Adios is Spanish.
Adios is Spanish.
Yes.
Sayonara is not Spanish.
What is sayonara?
I don't know. I'm not a cunning linguist.
Hmm.
Anyway, you came back.
But you are a master debater.
I am a master debater.
Web exclusive, folks. Web exclusive.
I wish maybe for the holiday spectacular we bring a snare drum in too for all the really lame jokes that we tell.
All right, I'm down.
All right, good. So you came back. You wussed out. You came back to America, land of the free, home of the brave.
I did.
Country that was great and allegedly needs to be made great again, even though I don't remember when we weren't great. But again, that's another political statement.
Well, I thought it was great again. That's why I came back.
Oh, you heard? Just in the few days you were gone, we got great again?
Well, I think it can't. How hard can it be?
Because how bad was it on Friday when you left? Or Thursday when you left?
It marginally worse. I don't actually know if it was better or worse Friday than it is today.
Of course not. It's exactly the same. The weather's worse. That's all that's worse. It's colder. See?
Worse?
We begged it. The country is divided. Even when it comes to weather, the country is divided.
I like snow.
I like it now that it's off the sidewalks and the streets. I like my nature covered in snow. I don't like my man-made surfaces covered in snow.
Oh.
Trees and grass, beautiful. Roads and sidewalks, pugh.
It's a bit hard to separate the two.
Mm, is it?
Yeah.
Salt and shoveling does the trick.
I guess.
Chemicals and anger will do the trick.
Yeah, in that order.
It's always in that order.
First,
because the chemicals bring out the anger.
Exactly.
Talk to any distiller or any brewmaster. Why do they create it? Or any drug dealer.
Or a psychologist.
Man, we talk to a lot of people. Psychiatrists, psychologists don't prescribe medicine.
There's chemicals in your brain.
All right.
I meant like
serotonin.
Yes, serotonin.
What do we got? I liked serotonin. I dated her in high school.
Loratonin, I think, was cuter.
Yeah.
The twin.
Sarah just made me feel good. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Physically, mentally, spiritually,
all of it, the whole thing.
Wow.
I was ebullient.
She was very fulfilling.
She was. All right. So you went to Mexico for your day job.
I did.
All right. And you came back with a haircut that's, should have. Somebody needs to build a wall around that head. If the president-elect is listening, because I know he is, because anytime he's mentioned, he'll tweet about it.
Yeah.
So that's what we're hoping. We're hoping to get Donald J. Trump to tweet about us.
I'm going to tweet at him right now.
Oh, God. I can't imagine the horror that he'll tweet back.
I'm going to. All right. Here we go. I got to get the link to the video.
Don't tweet to the president-elect. We don't want to bother him. He's very busy.
Bother him?
He's
retweeting 16-year-olds.
Michael says, I bet the Hawks aren't playing on December 25th and January 1st. That is correct. We, however, are not working Christmas Day, but we are working New Year's Day.
We're here New Year's Day.
So we will be here New Year's Day, January 1st, with a live terrestrial radio show. Gail telling us that Rockford's sells onesies. So there you go. All right, so Cody goes to Mexico for his day job. We'll get into, we'll find out about that. I'm battling sickness. I'm battling sickness because for the last week and a half, I have been surrounded by kindergarten kids. Now, I've mentioned in the past that kindergarten children are nothing more than petri dishes with stubby legs, and they wander around spewing all sorts of filth into the air. So that sounded very European. Monday last.
The Monday prior to this. I tweeted at real Donald Trump, by the way.
Did you really?
I did.
Oh, terrific.
I literally
from the
did.
Brian Noonan Show account?
No, from the Cody account. I'm not going to, no.
Listen.
I said, hey, real Donald Trump, please check out and retweet our Facebook Live podcast right now. It's really good. We're talking.
Yeah,
and there's a link to it.
And we built a wall around Cody's head to make haircuts great again. That's what we're trying to do. Are you emulating the president-elect with that crazy cut? Is that your move?
It's going to be easier to make my hair great again. Actually, to make the country great again than this hair, I think.
Well, that's probably true.
I don't know.
So we'll get to your travel.
But
later.
You're sick.
So now
first.
I'm in. No, I'm not sick now.
But you keep teasing
this. I have iron will. Iron will. I've been fighting with these kids. So last week, all week, I'm in this kindergarten class with a group of kindergartners who, if they were not in a tuberculosis ward, we're probably on the waiting list to get into a tuberculosis ward. There was hacking and coughing and wheezing and spewing and sneezing and drippage run amok throughout this day. So Monday, after two kids launched arcing streams of snot across the room, I took...
Hold on.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
It means they went, achoo!
Oh, they sneezed.
And just
but
snot.
They just sneezed.
Well, yes, but they sneezed and spewed nose goo and everything else.
Okay, so it was a projectile sneeze.
Yes, it was horribly projectile.
Wow.
Yes.
That is graphic.
Theater, I paint a picture.
Theater of the mind.
With the words.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'm a verbal artiste. My palette is your head. And I paint my words into your head. Anyway, I took a 5-minute break and lectured them on sneezing and coughing into their elbow. I said, because it's disgusting, and you're getting your friend sick, and you're getting Mr. Noonan sick, and Mr. Noonan doesn't want to get sick, and you guys don't want to get sick right before Christmas, do you? No! Then cough and sneeze into your elbow. Okay! 5 seconds later, stuff flying all over again. The funniest part was, the kid who was star of the week, every week there's a different star of the week in kindergarten. So this kid brings in a poster. Well, every day he gets to bring in a show-and-tell thing. So he was bringing in his stuffed rabbit, Max. On Wednesday, He brought Max 3 days, 4 days in a row. Max came in on Wednesday, and Max, this kid was like a budding Edgar Bergen with Charlie McCarthy. He's got Max, and Max lectures the kids on sneezing into their elbows.
Oh, really?
I'm like, oh, score. So I'm in the teacher's lounge that day having lunch, and I'm talking to the other kindergarten teachers who were all giving me a hard time because, you know, they're like, oh, are they killing you? Are they wearing you out? And they were wearing me out. 18 5-year-olds will wear you out.
Yeah, that's what kids do.
They will wear you out.
Yeah.
And so one of the kindergarten teachers says, man, I'm down to only like 8 kids today because I've got so many out because of the stomach flu. It's starting to go around school. I'm like, oh, man, that's no good. So I finish up my lunch. I go upstairs. I'm waiting to go into the faculty bathroom, which is as glamorous as it sounds. It's glamorous.
Is it?
Yeah.
All right.
It's huge. It's gilded in gold. There's attendants in there. I get a foot rub, a mani-pedi, get all buffed out. No, I don't. I go into a little closet, do my business, and come back
and
out.
That's generally what bathrooms
are. But I'm waiting to go in. And here comes, a couple weeks ago, I was in a second grade class for a week. So the second grader who I had a couple weeks ago is coming down the hall. He goes, hey, Mr. Noonan. I go, hey, how's it going? Are you going home? He had his coat and his backpack on. It's noon. He goes, yeah, I just threw up. And I'm like, oh, terrific. And then he walks over and hugs me. I'll see you later, Mr. Noonan. I'm like, you've contaminated me.
Wow.
I wanted to burn my clothes right in the middle of the hallway and take a Silkwood shower in the bathroom sink. I was like, ah, you've tainted me. So I am being bombarded by viruses all nonstop for an entire week.
So you're going viral.
I am, but not in the way that you and the other hipsters would want it to be.
Oh.
I am battling. And then today I was in another, I was floating around different classrooms. A lot of kids are all getting sick. And then Debbie's been sick for like 4 weeks. She's in a constant state of sinus infection. That woman is just hacking.
Now, you're not horrifying. A carrier, are you?
I'm not. I don't think
you
so.
You better not be a carrier.
I'm not.
You could have all the germs just hanging out around
you.
No,
you know what, man? I have my immune system. I boost it every day. I take emergency. I take vitamins. I work out. I live a healthy life. I got God on my side. I'm making America great again.
Wow.
It's all going my way. I'm a middle-aged white man. This country is my oyster, baby. I got it made in the shade, brother. There's nothing can stop me now.
Wow.
Even the viruses can't get to me. Even the bacteria knows not to mess with me. It's all golden.
So what I meant was... Sometimes people don't get sick, but they've got all the bacteria hanging out with them, and then they get other people sick.
No, it's a fight. I'm fighting it.
All right.
Because I got a little, you know.
So you could get me sick, even if you stay healthy.
No, I'm not.
I think you probably could get me sick.
We're not making out.
You'll probably get me sick.
I don't sneeze on you.
Well, we're not making out after the show?
Well, not kissing.
Oh.
You know that. You know that's my rule. No kissing. Just hand action.
Web exclusive podcast.
We're going to edit that out from the when it's rebroadcast.
I'm not going to edit that out.
No, leave that in. That's the best part.
It is the best part.
The best part
so
far.
Man.
No, that I think of me raving about being a middle-aged white man who's got it made.
There's that.
Coming off the part where I talked about having to wear all these hats because I can't find one that fits
you
right.
You got too many hats.
There's a lot going on. Same class. I'm sitting there. And I'm helping kids with math. So my sleeves are pulled up a little bit because I like to roll up my sleeves when I'm teaching. Get down to brass tacks. And this kid sits next to me and he takes his hand and he rubs my arm like this. He goes, oh. He goes, furry.
He's petting your hairy wrist.
He's petting my hairy wrist. And I'm like, stop. He goes, your fur is so soft.
He said that?
He said that.
Why?
I feel it. Look at the
I'm not going to touch your arm.
Look how soft my fur
is. I can
see
it.
It's luxurious. I have a silky coat, much like a prize-winning dog.
This
I don't know why he petted my arm and said my fur was soft. And I wish these were jokes, but this is what I live through. This is my life. It's not a bad life. It's just a weird life. I don't know if anybody I know has been petted by a kindergarten kid and told that their fur is soft.
Jim in the chat says that's going to make DeGilio straight out of context.
Only if Nick is monitoring the web.
Yeah, somebody better send it to him because it's web exclusive.
I think you're getting paid by the web to say web exclusive every time you say web exclusive.
Roger thinks you should just wear a hazmat suit.
Well, listen, Roger does. Roger chiming in. Roger always liked to chime in.
It's because we didn't
Roger
invite
him. He's always invited. We invited him for the 21st.
Oh, that's true.
So hopefully he'll be here on the 21st.
Yeah.
He can come next Monday.
Is that when we're... I don't know when we're doing it.
I think you said next Monday.
One-ish.
All right. Well, yeah.
I don't know what time.
We'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out. We like to plan shows during shows. That's the way we do it here on the Brian Noonan Show podcast, web exclusive.
If things are too scripted out, they become stale.
Mm-hmm.
This way, we can go, man, I wish we'd planned something better. If we had planned it and it sucked, then that's bad. This way, we can always blame the fact that we didn't plan it and go, well, maybe next time we plan it a little better.
Nah.
That'll be good.
Nah.
So that's what was going on in school. I was getting petted. I was being hugged by kids who were vomiting all over. And they loved me there. But it's very weird. And then this weekend was the big house decorating jag. We went on a crazy bender.
Like 15 minutes ago.
Yeah.
You teased me going to Mexico.
But then you were messing around with your hair and tweeting at Donald Trump.
I tweeted at Donald Trump. Right. Because you told me to. I'm not in a hurry to tell my story.
We're going to tell your story, but we have to take it off. We got to take it off Facebook.
I just thought the flow of the podcast is very entertaining to me. I didn't know if that was intentional or if you thought that I don't know.
We heard enough about the fact that you went to Mexico.
Entertaining
just
is
just the fact that you went to Mexico is enough. Oh, Cody went to Mexico? What happened? It doesn't really matter. He went to Mexico. That's all. He's got a bad haircut, and he went to Mexico.
You were the one that
brought up the haircut. And he tweeted Donald Trump.
You were the one talking about telling me that the haircut, so I had to fix it, doing the Donald Trump, and you can't...
That's why it's my name on the marquee, because I call the shots.
You direct me to do things, and then tease a thing, change the subject.
I'm getting my stuff out of the way, because I want to devote time to your trip abroad, and the fact that you backed out on your word to stay moved to Mexico. I was all ready to come visit you in some shanty town that you were going to live in, but you'd probably do very well in Mexico. You would probably become some sort of land baron, drug runner. I don't know what you would do.
Why would I become a land baron?
Because you have savvy.
I do.
And you'd be able to sweet talk some of the Mexican people into working for you or doing your bidding or find a way to succeed down there that maybe you haven't been. Maybe. You start a an English language radio station. Oh, then we are in the mornings. Good morning, Mexico City.
Oh, you're coming now too.
Well, if you got a radio station, I'm coming. I'm going to be like Wolfman Jack. I'm not tied to here. We could pipe our show back in on Sunday nights. We could do it live from Mexico City. Mexico City's landlocked though, isn't it? Can't you go part of Mexico that's near the water?
Yeah, but it's nice though.
All right. Well, we'll find out all about it.
On the web exclusive.
On the web exclusive portion.
We'll stop Facebook before we get to that.
Yeah.
I didn't want to derail you from talking about Christmas trees, though.
No. That's fine. We can take that to the web, too, if you want.
I like...
If we had it, all right.
When we go in whatever direction, because it's natural.
It's free form,
you know,
Cody.
No, but that's what's nice about the web exclusive podcast,
right.
Which, by the way, is exclusive to WGNRadio.com.
And to the web.
And to the web. Because you can't... Because on the terrestrial show, we have breaks and then things. And
management wants me to do formatics.
You have to pick a thing.
Right.
And,
you can't
know.
You give out a question and have a hot topic?
Who said
aren't
that?
You interviewing anybody?
That was not a good Cody impersonation.
No, it's not.
I know I kind of sound like
no,
that.
No, we interview people. We do things the traditional way on the, for the most part, a little on the terrestrial show. But we do it the way I want to do it, The way people seem to enjoy it.
You're on the marquee.
I'm on the marquee. You know, when my name's not on the marquee, well, then that's the way it goes.
That's
why it's on the small marquee. It's like the undercard of the undercard.
Oh, right.
I'm like if you go to a heavyweight bout, there's the main event, then there's a couple undercards, and then there's print that you can barely read unless you're right up close to it. That's me right there. That line of text that you go, oh, did somebody spill ink? Oh, no, there's words. Look at that. Oh, the Brian Noonan Show. That's fantastic. We'll have to listen to that.
And I'm in the far bottom right corner. Copyright 2015.
Right. Produced by
2016.
And then your name is just kind of airbrushed in.
Actually, my name's on the back. You flip it over on the back. Somebody scribbled it in pencil.
I'm panicked. Did you get my Christmas card yet?
No.
All right. I sent out Christmas cards. I think you're on the list. You got one last year, didn't you?
Yes.
All right. Then you'll get one this year. But it's one of those cards... The photo cards, we put together. My wife, all these years, I didn't know she wanted photo cards till last year.
Photo cards.
Like a video, Christmas card with a picture on it. You know, people send the pictures of their goofy family.
You did that last
year. All matching sweaters. I know. That was the first year because I didn't know she wanted one of those. So we'd been married 20, 3 years at that point. So now, anyway, now it must be a thing because we sent out a new one this year.
She didn't say in 23 years we should do a photo card?
No, and every year Christmas would come and we'd get all these photos of families and I would say, hey, would you ever want to send one of these out? No. Okay, because I don't care. I don't care about sending Christmas cards at all. But then she decided, I don't know what flipped her switch. The goofy picture that we sent out last year with us in those foam Tulane heads, she decided that was going to be a Christmas card. And then this year, it was like, we got to get the Christmas card. I said, okay. So we picked some pictures. But going to your point of something on the back, because I can bring it all back around because I do pay attention.
I knew this was going to happen.
There's a back of the card. So you get Merry Christmas from the Noonans, and there's three pictures. And then on the back, there's another picture, and there's a message. But I'm always afraid people will just look at the front and not flip it over. So when you get the card, flip it over. Because there's a secret message on back.
Is it secret, really?
No, but if nobody flips it over, then it is secret.
Who's going to not flip it over?
Why would you flip over a card?
Why wouldn't you flip over a card? It takes you half a second.
I know. I'm not saying the effort is too much. I'm saying that maybe people just don't think of it. Because I don't pay that much attention to... If you're sending me a Christmas card, I love it. Thank you. I don't pay attention to the Christmas cards.
My girlfriend...
You don't send Christmas cards.
Well, she wants to send one out this year. She wanted to
you
last
year. You
two
and the dragon?
This is what we wanted to do, is something with us and the dragon, but there's no... First of all, we need a friend to take the photo.
Oh.
That's the tricky part.
The Big Fig Newton. That's the tricky part.
The Big Fig Newton.
That was for the two people who will remember that commercial. Commercial.
Did you remember the commercial where the woman says, I don't think so?
No.
There's a commercial for something.
But now it's stuck in my head. I don't think so.
Yeah, and she said it just like that. There's something's going on in the kitchen, and it always ran during Saturday morning cartoons or on Nickelodeon, and some woman walks into the kitchen and puts her hands on her hips and goes, I don't think so. And I have no idea what it was advertising. I cannot find the commercial anywhere for the life of me. Facebook Live, please, oh my
yes,
God.
If you know
the commercial where the woman says, I don't think so, I will be the happiest. Do we have something to send? I would like send a prize if
we had one
available. I don't know. We have nothing. But
I could give it. I've got an old stand-up CD.
Brian's got an old stand-up CD.
Yeah.
There you go.
Protect the Children.
Is that what it's called?
That was the name of the CD.
I haven't heard this.
Protect the Children.
I want to hear this.
Oh, it's big time. I sold billions of them.
I know.
Billions.
You made comedy great again.
I was making comedy great again because I built a wall around hacks and I kept them out.
Wow.
That's right.
And hecklers.
Oh, man. I've been doing, so many things.
I know. I love this.
There's too many. I do, too. I've been doing more crowd work at Tony and Tina's. Vinny has been doing more crowd work. Oh, it's killing. Because I still do jokes, but I've also started working the crowd,
yeah,
which is my forte.
Yes.
Oh, and it's very fun.
Yes.
Plus, I've slammed a couple hecklers. Destroyed one
right,
the other night.
Right, you destroy hecklers.
Destroyed one. And that is not a challenge. I don't relish it, but I am prepared to do it.
It's like
a police officer with deadly force. I never want to use it. But if you force me, I will use it. That's what I equate it to. Because I don't like dealing with hecklers. I like talking to the crowd. That's a different thing. But some guy got wise the other night. Started to crack wise. So I toyed with him. Pop, pop, pop. And then he was done. it was like rapid fire. Because I hit him, and the crowd went crazy. And then I hit him again real fast. Like, pop, pop, again. And it was done. He was over. All right, so.
Fig Newtons.
No, that was a commercial. You would need a friend to take a picture.
Yeah.
And then do you need a theme? Don't you guys have pictures of yourself like on vacation? You want to do a big crazy theme show.
It's got to be
theme
a Christmas. Shot. It's got to be a Christmas theme, you know? So I don't know. And I don't know if it's too early, because she's just my, I mean, she's not just, you know what I mean?
Oh, wait, no. Let's explore that statement a little more.
She's my girlfriend, but we're
great.
Not.
You're not engaged or married.
You're not married.
I see what you're saying. Because a Christmas card has a sense of permanence to it. You don't send out Christmas cards with just their family. Usually Christmas cards come from a family.
Right. If I send
a couple, you know, if you're engaged, you know, or married, that, you know, but Yeah.
And if I'm dating a different girl every couple of years and someone says, oh, I have all the Christmas cards you've ever sent me. Here's the one with this girl. Here's the one with...
Did you send Christmas cards with other girls you were dating?
No.
No, all right. Maybe you get a card. You get you and then just have a body, like a female body next to you, and then you can just put the different heads in.
I don't
you have one stock Christmas card. You don't anticipate having to replace this girl.
I don't anticipate
she's a wonderful
having
woman.
To replace
no,
this one.
No, she's a wonderful girl. You'd be silly to replace her. Be silly.
Yeah, she's, yeah.
But again, well, listen, it's an unconventional times, Cody. The country is divided between people who send Christmas cards when they're not married and people who do. The country is, you know, we're divided on everything.
That's true.
So if you want to send a Christmas card with your girlfriend, there's nothing wrong with that. It's a festive holiday time.
You know who I bet will know the answer to this?
Who?
I'm going to ask President-elect Donald Trump on Twitter right now.
All right, ask him.
And I bet he'll... I'm just kidding. I'm not going to tweet
at
him
Donald
again.
J. Trump, can I send out a Christmas card with the girl I'm living with without being married?
Yeah, well...
I think we'll see. See what happens there.
We're doing that. I'm trying. I can't tell if these comments are in
President-elect
chronological order or not. A lot of people commenting though.
A lot of comments.
But we'll probably have to wrap up this Facebook Live portion soon.
Yeah,
teasing the Mexico trip for later.
Teasing the Mexico trip. Teasing some Christmas stuff. But mostly the Mexico trip. We want to hear that because you know I love international. I love all things international.
You love international.
I love international coffee. I love international. I love movies with subtitles. I love people storming across open borders.
Is that happening?
No. Of course it's not happening. Go to a pizza shop with a rifle if you think that's happening. It's not happening.
Wait, everyone
what?
On...
What
oh,
happened?
My God. The two people on Facebook, Wolfen and Jane, confirmed it was a Discovery Zone commercial.
Discovery Zone?
Yes.
For the... That's not happening.
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
The Discovery Zone was a Chuck E. Cheese in Rockford.
Yeah, oh no, I remember what Discovery Zone was.
Was it just Rockford or
no? They were all over.
Were they?
Yeah, they
what happened?
Ball pits and all. Nobody wants to go swimming in a pit of nasty balls.
That's in Chuck E. Cheese.
There's another one for Nick.
I love the balls of Chuck E. Cheese.
I know. That stuff and like the fun zones at the McDonald's. There are all sorts of reports on those places.
What do you mean?
That the little kids like poop themselves in the ball pits and ugh. Ugh.
Well, that's gross.
Yeah.
Well, I'm really pleased about both of those comments.
Big John Vic posted a link to the commercial so you can play it at your leisure.
Is that the one? Oh my God.
It?
Big John Vic.
Thank
you,
Big John.
Have made my life better. This is like, this is the coolest thing. I've been looking for this for years. You don't understand. This is
I don't understand.
My last 3 days have been three of the best days I've had all year.
There's a tease.
Everything just keeps getting better. Like, this happened. This has been a long time coming. The Mexico thing I'll talk about on the
yes.
podcast. Did you see what I posted on Facebook earlier today?
Oh, yes. Yes, in all caps. I thought that was, you've all... Are they coming back?
They announced new tour dates for a 2017 tour.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, I saw. You are... I'm surprised you could sit down.
Do you know where I got them for?
Yes.
Well, you don't know where
the position.
You don't know the location, though.
The city?
You don't know the venue.
No.
All right. And I'll do this on Facebook Live, then we can go
all
into
right.
the thing.
Yeah.
Guns N' Roses announced a new tour dates for 2017, European and North American.
Are you going to Europe?
No, actually.
Oh.
I looked at all the venues specifically. The closest two to here are in St. Louis and Minneapolis.
Okay.
I don't really care for St. Louis, but my co-host of Game Life Balanced US
right.
lives in Minneapolis.
Ah, Minneapolis is a nice town.
So I could visit him and go see it and stay
sure.
there. But I'm looking, and I see a bunch of Canada dates, and then the date below that is George Washington. And I go, what the hell is George Washington? First of all, that's a dumb name for a town.
Yeah.
And it is a town. So I Google
in
it.
Where?
It's in Washington. It's in the middle of Washington, 3 hours from Seattle, 3 hours from basically anywhere. Population is 200.
What?
But there's a giant arena there called The Gorge.
Okay.
And it's rated one of the most scenic concert venues in the world.
Really?
And I looked at a bunch of photos, and there's mountains in the backdrop. And it's a just kind of a it's it it kind of reminds me of Red Rocks in Colorado.
Yeah, Red Rocks. I've seen
in Denver.
Of that. I've never
yeah.
been there, but
it reminds me of that. But just all nature, everything around just is mountains. Kind of
sweet
behind it.
Mother of Mercy. I'm looking at a picture of it right now.
Does it look amazing?
It is crazy. There's vistas and sunsets And it looks like people come in from, well, because it's 3 hours from everywhere. There's campers parked everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. When I got
there. Oh, my God. There's a huge lake right behind the stage. Wow.
Yeah. And I'm so dude. I'm looking and I go, you know what? I'm going to see about these gorge tickets. And Ticketmaster was being screwy. I had to search a bunch of times. And yes. I'm thinking, I'm like, always. You know, tickets are okay. These tickets are okay. These tickets are okay. And then suddenly I do a search and pit tickets were available. Two pit tickets were available. And I snatched them up and I got two pit tickets to Guns N' Roses at the Gorge.
Wow.
Yes.
So now you just have to figure out how to get to the Gorge.
Yes.
How to stay at the Gorge, you know. How are you going to get there?
Yeah, and the thing is, I think the tickets were cheaper than the Chicago tickets I got.
Okay, but that, now you got to add in the whole thing. But now it's an event. When is the concert?
Oh, my God, yeah. Next September. Here's the problem.
A year for almost a year away?
Yeah.
What do you think the odds are that Guns N' Roses is going to be together in a
stay
year?
Together.
Yeah.
You know what? I purchased insurance protection on these tickets.
Did you really?
Yeah, just in case.
Just in case.
But here's the catch. So yeah. My girlfriend is a teacher.
Yes.
And if she has a job and she's starting the school year or something and she can't go, I thought to myself, well, that would suck. I don't want to go by myself.
Right. Who's going to go with you?
So I looked
me.
Up the so, yeah, you. So I looked up the Minneapolis tickets and there were 15th row tickets available.
Nice.
15th row center right.
Wow.
So I bought a pair of those.
Look at you.
So because I'm going to be able to sell them.
Oh, sure.
I'll be able to sell
them. That's what I thought about my Hamilton tickets.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Are you going to try and sell them?
I got a pair.
Have you tried to sell them yet?
I don't know. Maybe, maybe not.
You going to sell them to me?
No.
All right.
You can't afford them.
Not after buying four Guns N' Roses tickets.
You got to jet off to Washington.
Yeah,
you're going to the Gorge.
Yeah. So,
are you buying a mobile home now? Is that next? You and Charles Kuralt taking off across the nation?
It was crazy. Ticketmaster, you know when you buy a ticket, you can buy a couple add-ons, like insurance protection.
Oh, yeah.
Or...
yeah.
The add-ons for this one were like camping grounds.
Oh, yeah.
Or overnight, you know, blah, blah,
well,
blah.
Well, yeah, you have to have a place to stay.
Parking. It's 3 hours outside of.
Right. So
yeah.
You're going to drive 3 hours back after a show?
Actually, you're right. I should have. I'm going to have to figure that out. Because I'm going to be on. I'm going to be. Is pot legal there?
I don't know. But if it is, you'll be. You know,
I'll be drinking either way.
Right.
Some drugs are gonna happen.
And 3 hours, that's you know,
yeah.
No chance.
No. That's a buzzkill.
That's like driving from here to Southern Indiana.
Oh God.
After a show.
A little more scenic though.
Well, yeah. I'm just saying time wise.
it's not
gonna be scenic at 2 a.m. when you're driving home from a Guns N' Roses concert in the Gorge.
Probably true. But anyway,
praying that you don't run over a warthog with your
warthog.
Yeah, just wandering across the. I don't know what they got. What kind of wildlife they got running around up there?
Washington. They got pumas, don't they?
Do they?
They have pumas?
They could have pumas. I bet there's some cougars. That I bet.
There's at that show. There's going to be some
a lot of cougars.
It was going to be some,
it's going the crazy. Only, cougar
the
crazy.
The only other location I considered. Maybe going to was Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
Because
you know that's going to be insane.
Beautiful.
Well, not beautiful, just the people.
No, North Carolina is nice.
Well, I know. I'm actually going to Winston-Salem this weekend.
Really?
Yeah.
Got to buy some smokes?
Yeah.
You bring back a truckload of untaxed cigarettes?
How'd you know?
Listen.
You don't know how many cigars I put in my suitcase from Mexico.
Oh, I didn't even think of that. I should have had you.
Cubanos.
I should have had you pick me up one.
You know, I got four from my coworker. Maybe
really?
I'll just give him three.
Maybe.
Give you one.
It'd be nice. Next time you go to I'm going to the Dominican Republic in March.
The DR.
The DR on the DL. I'm going to the DR on the DL.
You're not telling anybody?
Well, now I did, so
except
I'm not
for
on the DL anymore.
Everyone on the
everybody
web exclusive
knows
podcast?
Now that I'm going. But I used to, that's where I'm, I haven't smoked cigars in a while, but I'm going to go on a bender because they're going to be hand rolled on the thighs of young maidens and I'm going to smoke them like I got them.
If I knew you smoked cigars, I would have gotten you one.
I love cigars.
I
used to smoke them all the time. I had a humidor, I had a travel humidor, and I had a humidor for the house, and I would take them. And then, I had my second throat surgery, and I kind of cut back.
Uh-huh.
I'll have a couple a year, you know, three or four a year. That's like a few. I'll have a few a year. But I don't smoke them in the house, and... You know, like if there's a big party in the summer, a big outdoor party, I'll have a couple. But yeah, I used to smoke all the time. My old house, right at the corner, was one of the greatest cigar stores ever, this little tiny place. And they had such a great selection, and the guy was real knowledgeable. And once he knew that you were, you know, once he thought you were cool, like you come in a couple times, he'd talk to you and give you suggestions. And my brother bought his cigars there all the time, too. So, yeah, oh, yeah, big cigar family.
I never knew that about you.
I'm a spaz, is what
sure
I am.
You sure are, Brian.
I'm a spaz.
I'm
a guy who has a big clot. No, I'm enigmatic. That's what I wanted to say. I try to keep secrets. Now, my life's an open book, you know. So, all right, let's wrap this up because we have to hear about Mexico. I'm happy about the gorge. So you're staying with the two venues.
Yeah, I'm going to.
You're not going to buy any for Winston-Salem.
No.
All right. So you've got the two. Now you're going to decide. Now, I think we should put it out there, too, that you are going to need to buy a mobile home or at least some camping gear.
Mm-hmm.
So you would fly out to Washington, or if this were really something cool, you would start a GoFundMe and you would hike it. You would hike from here to Washington to the gorge, and you would get sponsorships, and people would, and you could do a whole big documentary. And then I would interview you on the Brian Noonan Show on WGN because you'd have a fascinating tale to tell.
Hmm. Would it be the terrestrial show or the web-exclusive podcast?
I'd even do it if I were filling in for Roe. I'd give you afternoon drive if you walk from here to the gorge to see Guns N' Roses, and you documented it the whole way. And
right.
we would call it something like, take him down to Paradise City, something stupid.
Oh,
like
my
that.
God, yes. Yes.
And it would just be you, but you would have to wear GNR T-shirts every day. And a big Axl Rose bandana as you walk the land.
That's fine.
Trying to get. You could skateboard. You could inline skate at some point if you'd like. Unicycle, whatever it is, but it couldn't be motorized transportation. You have to use your own two legs to get there.
Okay.
Or arms. I mean, you could walk on your hands if you needed to take a break. I don't know. Your feet were sore.
Mm. That's fair.
I don't know.
Well, I like this idea. If you
it's
like
a lot
it
of ideas
on Facebook, then
we
let
have
us
so
know
many ideas.
In the comments. And I don't think we need to wrap up any comments before. So we're gonna go off the Facebooks and we'll switch over to audio only.
Yes, let's get into this Mexico trip because it's fascinating when anybody travels. And I like following your pictures on Facebook and other social media, Instagram and things, because I see you doing all sorts of fun things. So you went down there to work for your day job.
Mm-hmm.
Why did they send you to Mexico for your day job?
Our Mexico City office wanted to do a training, and they wanted me to facilitate it.
You were training the Mexico City office on social media?
Yeah.
Excuse me. Keep talking. I'm going to...
I am actually, believe it or not, quite good at social media.
Oh,
so.
I wasn't
No, I know you weren't, but for the listener, in case the listener is thinking, right. Why would they fly Cody?
Why would they fly Cody anywhere in the world?
Right. I actually really know what I'm talking about. So the people, they had a budget for it. They had this big training budget, so it came, you know, they had the ability to fly me down. They said, let's do it. And I was like, all right. So
yeah.
I was just going to facilitate a training Friday morning. That was the extent of what I needed to do.
Okay.
So I figured I would give the training in the morning, work there all day, and then the rest was up to me. I was going to book my flight through the company. They
right.
were paying, so I could fly back Friday. But I figured, why don't I sit till Sunday?
Yeah, enjoy that's not bad. You know, yeah.
Enjoy Saturday in Mexico City.
Because it's not costing them anymore.
Exactly.
You come back.
Exactly. In fact, I think the flight back might have been cheaper Sunday. But anyway.
So you're there, and I saw the office. Now, I've only heard that Mexico City is very, very congested and very smoggy and stuff. Is that not accurate?
First, let me tell you how I got there.
Yes, please.
I was supposed to fly out Thursday night.
Right.
Right. Thursday around 5, fly into Houston, transfer, fly to Mexico City.
All right.
In by midnight. Good. Cool, right?
Yeah, that sounds all right.
So O'Hare, I don't know if you know this.
It's an airport, international.
It's all those things.
International airport.
They're not real great at flying on time. Sometimes.
O'Hare in general or
O'Hare.
The airline that you were going to
I
be
on? I was
on
United.
Okay.
It was fine. No, O'Hare is, I believe, notorious for delays.
For other delays.
So my first flight was delayed to the point where I couldn't make my connection.
Oh.
So the only way for me to get to Mexico City, you're gonna love
by bus.
No,
Please tell me you didn't. Please tell me you were not in a bus with chickens and livestock and people who were praying that the bus didn't get stopped anywhere. Please tell me you didn't take the bus to Mexico.
I hitchhiked the whole way.
Nice.
Yeah. I call it the Welcome to the Jungle Tour.
Nice. Because we went through the, in.
Yeah, thank
I
you.
Get
you,
it.
You know? No, the so only way to get in
to Mexico City.
To Mexico was to fly to San Francisco.
I saw you checked in San Francisco, and I was like, this is really bad routing.
Yeah.
This is, his travel agent sucks.
Flew to San Francisco, got in around 11, left San Francisco a little after midnight, and took a red-eye flight to Mexico City. Got in around, got through with customs around 7 a.m. Mexico City time, which happens to be rush hour everywhere in the world. So I hop in a cab, and authorized cabs,
yeah.
Kind of official, so that you know you're not.
You know you're not going to get kidnapped and taken out to the middle of nowhere,
right?
Left in a shallow grave.
So can I? Every single person,
you can
I
say whatever you want.
I'm going to say
it's
whatever
America.
I want.
This is not Mexico City. You can say whatever you want.
Every single person I said that I was going to Mexico City to.
Yeah.
Every single person last week said, you know, it's really dangerous there.
Yeah.
Every single person.
Right.
It was fine.
Mm. Maybe they sensed you were not rich and worth kidnapping.
No, it's like when people say Chicago is a really, really dangerous city. Oh, you're going to Chicago, you can get shot.
Right.
Well,
on.
If I go to the one neighborhood where people get shot all the time, maybe two.
There's a few, but
it's
I get it.
Pretty concentrated.
Yeah. Well, in different, yeah. But there's more than one neighborhood. But yes.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, I get it.
But it's pretty concentrated.
Sure.
If you're on Michigan
you
Avenue.
You can go to a lot of places in Chicago and not get shot.
There are not stray bullets flying around Michigan Avenue.
That's why we're up on the seventh floor tonight. I'm not downstairs getting shot. What are you, crazy? People just bullets flying, protesters going by. Anyway, your point.
I'm sure somebody listening to this is listening, thinking, "Oh, it is a really dangerous place. Cody's just lucky." No, it's fine. It's
maybe
a city.
You're just lucky.
I'm not just lucky. It's a giant city. I stick out like a sore thumb. I'm a foot taller than everybody.
Right, and you're much paler.
I'm white as a sheep.
As a sheep?
Yeah, sheep are white.
Sheet is the same.
But sheep are also white.
Not all sheep. There's black sheep. Baba black sheep. Have you any wool? Yes, sir. Yes, who? Three bags full. One for my master and one for my dame and one for the little boy who lives down the lane.
That's not copyrighted, is it?
If it is, I think it's public domain now.
Better be.
If not, send me a bill.
You
heard it here first.
You heard it
first. Or last. You heard it here last because that'd be the last thing. Oh, that's all I'd have to do is submit a bill to, hey, I got to get this paid. Can you send it to accounting? What's it for? I did the Baba Black Sheep poem. Really? Yeah, a little nursery rhyme on the podcast. Did you play music? No, we wouldn't do that. That's dumb. That costs too much. But you did a nursery rhyme, did you? Yeah, sure. Can I ask why? I don't know.
New demographic.
Yeah, Cody was talking about sheep.
We're going after the 2 to 5 year old crowd.
I want to be one of the, you know, one of those big successful kid shows where everybody's dancing around doing all kind of craziness.
I think the actors on those shows are some of the best actors in the world.
Maybe.
Because think about how into it they seem.
Oh, they're very, yes.
You know, they're like.
And you know the camera goes off and they're smoking and they're backstage nailing each other. It's just horrifying. I used to have a crush on the big comfy couch. There was a girl who was
you had a crush
a
on the couch in Pee Wee.
Not
Herman's,
on the couch
in Pee Wee's
no,
Playhouse.
No, there was a show, Big Comfy Couch.
What?
It was a show. It was a little kid show, and the girl, the clown girl, I can't remember her name, but she had a doll named Molly, which is my daughter's name, and so. Big Comfy Couch came on after Bear in the Big Blue House and all these other shows. This is when I was stay-at-home dad. And the girl who played the clown, she was not as young as, you know, she was pretending. And there was something about her I found very, you know, might have been sleep deprivation. And I was home and watching this clown bounce on a giant couch. I was like, man, that clown, I'd like to get on that couch. Probably just take a nap because I'm so damn tired.
Yeah, when you started the story, I thought you meant you had a crush on Cherry from Pee Wee's
no,
Playhouse.
No, that would be sick. I have a crush on a kid's clown from a preschool toddler TV show.
Not on a
nothing
chair
wrong with
eyes.
That. Yeah, that's
yeah,
weird.
That's
what
weird.
Am I, a weirdo?
Come on.
All right, so you're in Mexico City.
So
were not stabbed, kidnapped, molested in any way. No moleste.
No, and it's safe.
Did anybody ask you to put your hair down?
No.
All right.
No.
Because every time you run your hand through it, it's like it just, you're like a chia pet. You just keep pulling more out. You're like Rapunzel. I expect you to just, by the end of the night, there'd just be a huge rope of hair.
Well, we're on the seventh floor, so I wanted to see what I can
It's a skyscraper of a hairdo. What I like that much.
Do. So I get in 7 a.m. rush hour, hop in the cab. It takes me 2 hours to get to my office.
Nice.
It was in the cab.
2 hours?
It was.
So you get there about 9. When were you supposed to start facilitating your event?
10. So actually, no. Well, it took me a little over 2 hours because he drops me off at the hotel. It was like 2 blocks from my. Because I was supposed to stay at a hotel Thursday night.
Right.
So we get to the hotel at right exactly at 10 a.m. I'd been emailing the girl saying, like, can we push this to 11? So she pushed it to 11. I get to the hotel at 10 a.m. He drops me off. So I say, all right, I got two options. I've been wearing a suit now for 24 hours and just finished traveling.
A stank suit.
Yeah, I'm stanky.
A suit of nasty.
Gross and nasty. Oh. And I decided to be brave because, you know, the company's paying for the hotel anyway. So
let's
I did.
See it.
I booked it, checked in, went up, showered. Checked out within an hour.
Oh, you were only getting one night at the hotel on the company's dime?
Because I was paying, because I'm cheap, right?
Sure,
The company dime is going to pay for a place right by the office.
Yeah, very expensive,
right?
Nice high-end hotel.
$100 or something
by
the office.
Nice hotel, yeah, yeah.
Me, I stayed in an Airbnb Friday and Saturday night.
Oh.
Because it was $95 for the two nights total.
Okay.
It's just dirt cheap.
Right.
So, yeah. So I checked in, showered, checked out within 1 hour.
Nice.
Ran physically to the office. So by the time I get to the office, I'm sweating again.
Oh,
I'm just like, I can't get a break. And then 5 minutes after getting there, facilitated a training.
Wow.
Led the training.
That's pretty good.
And somehow.
And how were you? Did you make any sense?
Apparently, I actually did worse when I did this in London over the summer.
Okay.
Because I flew into London and gave a training, right? Same exact thing.
Yeah.
Arrived 10 minutes before my presentation in London, having done it overnight. And that one, my brain was. I was done, but this one I was all right.
Wow.
So, and then worked the full day.
Oh, so you had to stay at work?
Yeah.
Oh, they didn't just bring you in as like a celebrity guest and then you were, I'm out of here.
No, it was a rough day.
Whoa.
So, yeah. It was...
So Friday night, now you're in Mexico City on Friday night on no sleep. Do you just take a siesta or did you rally?
I rallied.
Yeah?
Totally rallied.
You have to because you're in another country.
I didn't expect it, but I started walking around and grabbed a delicious meal. And
all by yourself.
Yeah.
Just wandering Mexico City, taunting the kidnappers.
Sí, yo hablo un poco español.
Oh, sí.
Sí. So,
you speak a little Spanish.
Yeah, sí. Yeah. For the
uninitiated. For the walled off.
I ordered everything in Spanish every
meal. Did you?
I spoke only Spanish to people.
Nice.
When I engaged
them. Oh, that's very good.
Mm-hmm.
Your lady friend has rubbed off on you. Did you know that much Spanish before you were with her?
I knew probably enough to get by, but the Madrid trip was a good practice and
nice.
Refresh and everything.
So how was what do they got down there? Mexican food?
I had some fish and stuff. You know, I don't think I had I had some fish tacos Saturday and they were
nice.
Good. Yeah. I didn't have that much Mexican food though.
What'd you have?
I had fish the first night and a lot of coffee.
Well, yeah, you didn't sleep.
Yeah, exactly.
And then, all right, I have to ask, how much ecstasy did you do? Because I saw you went to some crazy rave. Were you rolling on the molly?
There was no ecstasy, but the British folks I met were rolling. As
were
they?
Were they rolling?
Because somebody made a comment about weed, and then the one guy says, yeah, we popped some E before we went. And I was like, oh.
Well, yeah, weed, I think, because I saw the pictures. You were at, what was it, some electronica show?
I was... Yeah.
So is that what it was? Some dubstep?
All right.
What was happening there?
I got to explain. Right, so,
yeah, we got to explain.
The whole trip, I figured, and there's one day, I got time for one thing. I'm going to go to Teotihuacan, the ruins.
Oh, right, yes.
It's an ancient city, basically.
It looked very, again, I follow your pictures. It looked very cool.
Beautiful.
That's one. Now, did you climb to the top? Can you climb to the top of those those things? A lot of steps.
Yeah.
No elevators, right?
No.
No, you got to walk up.
Yeah.
That's... time-consuming.
It was precariously steep.
Really?
So the temple...
I like that description.
The temple you saw me on was... There's three temples. The Temple of the Moon, Temple of the Sun, and the Temple of Quetzalcoatl, which is one of their deities.
Right.
And Temple of Quetzalcoatl is the shortest one. It's maybe a couple stories, maybe. But you climb up, and it's a pretty steep steps. You climb down... You can't even see the bottom step until you're about 2 feet away from the edge.
Whoa.
Because they're so steep. And no, so thanks. Everyone, like half the people going down were sitting down, scooting down
going
the
down
steps.
On their bottoms?
I was grabbing onto the steps and climbing almost like a ladder backwards. It was terrifying because it's like a stone drop.
Oh, God.
But yeah, I climbed. It was wonderful. I loved it. I highly recommend anybody go. They can.
Okay.
Then I'm coming
back.
So
how far, like, how far out of town is that?
It's in Mexico City, technically.
Oh, okay.
Within the city proper. But it was, like, probably 20 or 30-minute Uber from the center, maybe, like, 20 miles or so.
Oh, you Ubered.
Everyone Ubers there.
Oh, is that right?
That's a big thing.
Big thing in Mexico to Uber?
It's safe. It's all regulated.
Really?
Relatively safe.
I guess as safe as anything.
Yeah.
Safer than some gypsy cab.
Yeah.
So, all right. So you Ubered back.
And this is where the EDM show comes in. So
yes.
I'm thinking, I suddenly it's 6 o'clock on a Saturday, and I go, I have no plan. I have no idea what I'm doing tonight.
Nice.
Literally, like, I'm just
That's here. Liberating.
It was liberating, but I was also like, I got to find something cool.
Yeah.
I'm wasting it. Man. So I'm on my phone. I Google live music in Mexico, and I find Dreamscape 2016 is this giant electronic dance music festival, this big EDM, like, trance techno music festival. It's a yearly thing, and Dreamscape 2016 is in Mexico City that night.
Ding, ding, ding. Let's party.
So I get on Facebook. I message my friend Stacy, who's really into this stuff,
yeah.
And I go, hey, I'm in Mexico City, and there's a huge EDM show. She's really into the scene.
Okay.
And I go, do I go to a dance music show where everyone will be on drugs in Mexico City? And she goes, yes, you have to. Because Paul Van Dyke was playing at midnight. Paul Van Dyke is an EDM artist I love.
Oh.
And Ferry Corsten was performing at 1 a.m., who's another one I'm into.
My God, just the one, I don't know that music. Two, those start times, prohibitive.
Oh, yeah. The headliners were on at midnight and 1 a.m.
Yeah, I know.
So Passed. I went. So I went to this
all by yourself.
Insane EDM
nice.
Show with lasers and smoke everywhere and crazy lights and strobe lights on the crowd and a bunch of people. And I met these four British people, these three dudes and a girl who were they're all teaching various like high school in
okay.
Mexico on like a 2-year contract. They've been living there for a year. They
wow.
were all on ecstasy, and I think they had smoked some weed before. And I meet up with them. I was double fisting beers, and the girl was like, "How much?" Because she just wanted a beer. She didn't want to go stand in line, so she bought a beer off me.
Okay.
We became friends.
Nice.
Afterwards, they said we're going to go to a hookah bar, and I was like, "Well, I'm going with you."
Yeah.
We went. We ended
must.
Up at a restaurant, and we all bought a bottle of rum. And I drank a bottle of rum with these four British kids and a girl from Mexico City. So
the Mexico City girl was still tagging along.
There was a Mexico City girl too, and these four British dudes and me. It was a. It
wow.
was. I was out till 6 a.m.
Nice.
It was the best day I have ever had abroad. Like
that's
single
very
day.
Cool. Well, I temper that because last time you were abroad was with your lady.
The best single day of Pride.
Okay.
But the lady was wonderful, but there wasn't like a concentrated 24-hour
yeah,
period.
Yeah, no, I understand. Yeah. I'm just trying to save you a hassle when this story breaks big.
Brian, I'm going to dig more holes
All
than
right.
this one.
Oh, listen.
I know how to dig my way out.
All right, good. Well, that's fascinating. And then you came back here and it's all snowy, so you must have been happy, happy.
Yeah, like
you
I
just
said,
love it. Happy,
last,
happy.
The last 3 days was bad Guns N' Roses tickets, the Discovery Zone commercial, like everything is just.
I'd throw myself out the window because it's not getting any better.
Well, that's where the hair is so long. I'm going to tie it to one of these pillars and then try and rappel down Tribune Tower. And if it doesn't work,
that'd
then
be exciting.
Go out on a high
well, yeah, go out big. Well, that was fun. Yeah. That was a good time.
But, dude, you've got to go to Mexico City while the dollar is this strong against the peso.
Yeah.
It is
What
so
does Cerveza run you?
Like $3. I mean, I took a
That's
picture.
How I decide where I'm traveling. How much is a beer? $3? I'm in. It's Guam. I don't care.
Yeah, it was.
Maybe I'll call Thailand, see if I can get it over there.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe one.
I hear we're talking again, so that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even like a whiskey drink at the show at a big concert was $6 or $7.
What'd the tickets run you for that techno extravaganza?
It was $1,000 pesos, which I believe
is $750.
I think it's like $60.
Oh, that's not bad.
Around $60.
That's not bad at all. Yeah. $1,000 sounds high. But then you figure it's pesos. But still, $1,000 of anything sounds like a lot to me.
Yeah, it was $60 or $70
you know,
bucks.
It's $1,000 pesos.
Yeah.
But see, that's what I mean. You can go, you live there, you're throwing around $1,000 pesos like it's $60. No big deal. It's like, yeah, yeah, take 10,000 pesos. I don't care.
Yeah, and it's safe. Oh, my God. Just the,
really?
I'm telling you, man.
All right. Well, maybe, the Mexican people are smart and they go, no, man, he's very dangerous. You don't want to come through here. It is, oh,
my goodness.
That is
not a good Mexican accent. Could,
I know. It's a bad, horrible Mexican accent. I was trying not to.
Bad.
It's horrible. Well, I didn't want to go Frito Bandito. I didn't want to go too crazy caricature. So I was, you know, I tempered it. But maybe it's their, maybe that's their play. Say Mexico City is horrible. It's dirty and crime-filled. And little do we know, because we believe fake news. That's what we believe.
Mm-hmm.
There's no facts. Doesn't matter. We don't know Mexico City is a paradise. And then they're not overrun by ugly Americans with fanny packs and socks and sandals. They leave that for the Europeans who come in with the socks and the sandals.
It's somewhat paradise-like.
Is it?
For a vacation, man, I'm telling you, it's
really
dirt cheap.
I like Mexico.
Delicious. I love it. The
I've always
trip and,
every time I've gone to Mexico, I've had a good time.
And you know what? I got to say this. The people were so nice.
What, Mexican people?
All the Mexican people that I met, they were so nice, despite knowing I'm an American.
Right.
Only one person that my Airbnb.
Oh, yes. How did we get any, did you receive any sort of backlash because of our new government?
It did not come up at my office at all.
Okay.
Even a single time. The only person, the only Mexican that I met to directly reference it was my Airbnb host.
Oh.
I stayed at a shared room location, so two
oh, what
bedroom
does that mean? Okay, so somebody else is in the
yeah,
or the person who owns it lives there, and mm-hmm. you're just like sleeping in the spare room.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
So
that's weird.
I saw her once when she introduced herself, and then didn't see her again.
Okay.
So
well, yeah, you're out raving all night, chewing through pacifiers like they're going out of style.
No pacifiers.
Were the people rolling? They didn't have pacifiers.
No, they had gum.
A lot of gum.
Lots of, yeah, they had
yeah,
gum.
Yeah.
So that works.
All right, so what happened? What did she say? What did your host say?
She just
did
said...
Did she tell you not to build a wall around your room?
No. She was more... She took it from the route of, I just hope you realize, you know, that the Mexican people aren't like this, and we're really nice people, and, you know, I hope you go back to your country telling people, you know, we're not so bad and things.
Listen,
like, almost apologetic, and yeah, I'm kind of like, you know what, I'm well-traveled.
Don't apologize. Most of us know that... That characterization was false.
Mm-hmm.
Most of us, you know.
Hopefully.
Well, some of us don't.
Yeah.
Most of us do. I found most people in my travels are, you know, if you treat people with respect, they'll treat you with respect. Now, I haven't been to France, so that could that could throw everything
yeah,
off.
Yeah, that'll,
yeah,
that'll.
Mm. But I quite frankly, have no desire to go to France. If I end up there someday in Paris, looking at the Louvre, standing under the Eiffel Tower, reading a copy of Charlie Hebdo, perhaps I will feel differently.
Well, the Louvre is really far from the Eiffel Tower, so that could be tricky logistically.
Well, I don't have to do them all at the same time.
No, you do. Then you got to get the most out of it.
Well, then I get on a really high end, the highest part of the Eiffel Tower, and somebody points me to where the Louvre is.
There you go.
And I can look toward it. No, I know they're not right next to each other.
I don't know what you know.
Listen, that's a line from Hamilton.
I didn't know you smoked cigars.
Of course you don't. I don't have to share everything with you. You already thought I was dumb. Now, so there's a lot of things you don't know about me. One, that I'm not dumb.
Mm.
Two, that I like cigars. Three, that I know that the Louvre is not underneath the Eiffel Tower. Duh, it is underneath the Arc de Triomphe.
Ah, yes, the Arc de Triomphe.
The Arc de Triomphe was built right over the Louvre.
Yeah.
Know. And then the Eiffel Tower is just kind of over there.
My high school U.S. history teacher was a big war buff.
Yeah.
And on a high school trip, I went to France. And he asked before we went, oh, what are you most excited about going to Europe? And I said, well, Paris will probably be cool because, you know, it's Paris. And he goes, oh, yeah. Whenever I think of France and Paris, I always think of the Germans when the Nazis took over and they were marching through the Arc de Triomphe in World War II. Like, that was his image
wow.
of France.
That's what you think of
when
France.
When I think France, I think Nazis marching downtown.
When I think of France, I think of people rolling over and letting the enemy just come on in.
Right?
Like, that's what I think about.
Like...
I think of total surrender. Oh, okay. See? I think of snotty people in berets and striped turtlenecks. Because that's, you know, I always think every Frenchman is a mime.
They are, Brian. Montesquieu.
Montesquieu is bad.
That is right, Brian.
I thought you were dead.
What'd you do?
I just got a horrible Charlie horse in my thigh. Oh, my God.
That is what you get from being a disgusting American.
Your that voice actively tweaked my muscles into spasm. That's how much I react to that voice. I have a visceral reaction, and this time my entire thigh, and it's not even leg day, my entire thigh just cramped up.
Oh, in France, where every day is leg day.
Yeah, so you can run away from your enemies. Cowards.
That is how we work.
Cowards.
We work. He's German. He's got a little German in him.
Yeah, don't mock my Mexican accent when you're doing a German Frenchman.
I never said mine was good.
No, I never said mine was good either, if you're, you know, if you're listening.
Why do you always say how good your accents are?
I don't.
All you do when the mic goes off is, Cody, did you hear that accent? It was so good.
My God, I've actually started as a coach, accent coach, in the acting community.
How much does that pay well?
Pays $300 an hour.
Pays, wow.
So far, I've worked 6 minutes.
All right.
Yeah. So I haven't worked.
How much do I owe you for that?
Not much. Not much at all.
50.
50 bucks?
By
would that
way.
Be right?
No, 30.
30 bucks.
Yeah.
I don't know. What's 300 an hour divided by 60? That's $5 a minute.
Yeah, we don't. Did you have any other questions about Mexico City? You asked about the congestion, and I
asked about the congestion. I asked about the smog. Air quality.
You know, I had a hard time.
Because, you know, I like to breathe.
I did have a hard time kind of breathing the first day, but it's also higher altitude.
Yes. So, did you get a nosebleed?
No.
That happens sometimes at high altitudes.
I've never had a nosebleed in my life.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Now want me to punch you?
I punched a guy once and gave him. No, did I give him a bloody nose or a bloody lip? I don't remember.
Wow. You punched a guy?
I know.
Seriously?
I was like 10.
All right. Well, that is not a guy.
Well, I'm not going to say I punched a kid.
I would love to hear you say that. I punched a kid.
Yeah, I punched a kid.
I punched a kid. Oh, you did? Yep. Give him a bloody nose.
Punched a kid in the
How
face.
How old are you, 32? Are you serious? Yep. I almost swore there. I like to point out when I almost swear so people can marvel at my restraint.
I mean, if the kid deserves it.
Sometimes a kid needs a smack.
You know?
The kid who was petting me, I didn't hit him, but I wanted to. The barf kid who hugged me, I wanted to punch him. Get off me, you disease-ridden freak.
Was he the one, had you lectured that barf kid about the germs?
No, the barf kid was in a different class. The petting kid was a kindergarten kid.
Okay.
That was the class that not only I lectured, but the stuffed bunny also lectured. They got it from both ends, and then they were letting it go from both ends. They were a horrible little group. I love them. They're great kids, but man, I only want to teach like in the spring and the summer.
Yeah.
And we don't have school in the summer. But the winter in a school, I'm surprised every teacher is not sick nonstop.
There's summer school.
I taught summer school.
Well, you said there's no school in summer.
Well, not real school.
Well,
summer school is, you know.
It's real to them, damn it.
Yeah, it was real to me. All right, what else we got?
Any more questions about Mexico City?
Let's see. I asked you about Mexican food. You said no. You told me a beer costs $3. 1,000 pesos for your EDM show. The ruins were fantastic, they looked fantastic in the pictures. How was your speech received by your company? How was your training received? Did people pay attention, or did they go, who is this? I don't know. We're not even going to try anymore.
It was well received. The work
aye,
part.
Aye, aye, why is he trying to teach us something?
The work part went really well.
Yeah?
No one said aye, aye, aye.
They didn't say aye, aye, aye?
Mm-mm.
Aye, aye, aye.
Not at any point.
Did anyone at any point during your presentation yell out, caramba?
No.
Ole?
I got.
Did you get an ole?
No, no, no. I walked into my day job office this morning, and one of my coworkers said, hey, how is Mexico? Ole. And I go, I don't think that's Mexico. I think that's the bull thing.
Could be, yeah, it is a bull thing.
Right.
They have bullfights in Mexico.
But they started in Spain.
They have them in Mexico.
That's a Spain thing.
They have bullfights in Mexico.
Well, they got...
I was at a bull ring in Juarez. They have bullfights in Mexico. I did not see the bullfight, but I was outside the bull ring.
Then how do you know it happened?
Because people told me stories.
I'm a nihilist. I believe if I haven't seen it, it doesn't exist.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, then you're mistaken.
Africa doesn't exist.
Really? Yeah. Africa doesn't exist.
Antarctica doesn't exist.
Oh, boy. Here come the angry emails.
Where else have I not been? Russia?
Everywhere.
Man, Russia might. I've seen Putin. Mongolia? Totally doesn't exist.
That's a cluster anyway.
of land.
There I stopped. I didn't swear again.
Greenland definitely does not exist.
All right. That's like, a lot of places you don't think exist.
Have you ever heard about anything about Greenland? Has Greenland ever been in the... Do they have a government?
They must have a government. Are they lawless?
Must they?
If it's lawless, I'd love to go. No, I don't want to go to a lawless Greenland. That would be silly. Go up there and all of a sudden be swept away in their anarchy. I don't even know what language they speak.
I would take Lucy Lawless to Greenland.
I would take Lucy Lawless anywhere. But I want to bring her little pal, too.
Gabrielle.
Yeah, I want to bring that one, too.
She was my cup of tea.
The leather suits. Yes. I want to bring them all.
Yes.
Both of them. Because Gabrielle looked like a girl that I knew in real life. And I was like, oh, hello. I don't know if they still do. I haven't seen Gabrielle in years. Lucy's not holding up too good.
Really?
Yeah. Maybe she is. I don't know. I haven't. I saw her on some show, Lucy Lawless. She looked all right.
You know she's British or has an accent?
She does. I think she's Australian.
Oh, it is.
She may be Australian.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she does have a very heavy accent.
Mm-hmm.
I would. See, here's the problem. If I'm hooking up with Lucy Lawless, I would always want her to wear the suit.
Yeah.
Right? And that's got to be tiresome for her to always have to go gird her loins in leather to come out and, make sweet love to me.
And tireless for you to
and
take
it gonna
off.
And is it going to be? No, I'm not taking it off. I'm just pushing it aside.
We're talking about Xena Warrior Princess here on the Brian Newman Show.
Part of the thing, if you're going to sleep with Xena Warrior Princess, is, you do it warrior style.
I've met Kevin Sorbo.
Really?
Yeah, I met him at Gen Con.
The Beastmaster?
8 years ago. Hercules. Hercules and the Legendary Journeys, Kevin Sorbo.
Wow, look at that.
He was the nicest guy.
Was he really?
Very, very nice.
That's nice to hear.
So nice.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
Did I tell you, Molly's going to some Wizard World convention in New Orleans?
No. Oh, yeah, you did. You did.
It'd be a big thing.
Yeah.
She's getting introduced by Barry Bostwick.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. I don't know.
Anyway,
no, it is very cool.
We went off.
No, it is very cool. Of course we went off. That's what this is about. Listen, if you want structure, listen to, listen to every other show.
The Structure Show, right?
Yeah, listen to Lou Manfredini. He builds structures all the time. But Lou also goes off on a tangent. So Lou's wonderful. We love Lou. Lou's a good man.
He used to come on right after our show.
Yes.
Or shortly after.
Shortly after.
Yeah.
Great Outdoors used to come on. Great Outdoors, and then Max. Max and Orion would come on the Saturday morning. And then Charlie Parter would come on Sunday morning.
Mm-hmm.
Now we don't do those shows anymore. But somebody posted on Facebook, they tagged me in it, I have it. 7 years ago, he posted how he was watching TV with the sound down so that he could listen to Nick DiGilio and then Brian Noonan on WGN. And he parenthetically said, the only person who makes me laugh out loud. Or one of the few people who makes me laugh out loud. I hope I still do make people laugh out loud, but, whatever. What else you got? We'll talk more Christmas next week as things go on. We'll talk, there's more adventures, I'm sure, to come. Are you staying in the country?
I think I'll stick around for now.
You're not leaving?
Not till January.
You made that big boast. I'm not...
I had to come back because it's snowing here. I wore my shorts Saturday.
In Mexico, how hot was it?
It was very comfortable. It was perfect, like 70 degrees.
Nice.
Exactly.
See, that's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. I put on jeans at night. But...
I would like to live somewhere where it was temperate all the time.
Well,
this
soon,
is for the birds.
Soon that will be everywhere, Brian,
but I don't... Well, I believe it's coming. I don't know if it's coming in my lifetime.
I think it is.
Really?
Some scientists...
In the next 12 hours?
Wait, what?
That's my lifetime. That's my estimated lifespan. 12 hours.
12 hours, wow.
I got about 12 hours. By tomorrow morning, I'll be dead.
Why are we both looking at the TV all this time?
I know, looked at the clock. There's a big clock.
I
well, because I want to catch some 2.5 Men before I go. My last thing on Earth is catching a rerun of Charlie Sheen and John Cryer yapping it up at a bar.
Wait, what's on the air right now? There's no people.
Yeah, there is. There's Justin Kaufman's on the air downstairs.
Oh, there's
Studio
okay.
Cam 1. Yeah. There's nobody in the news chair because Martyr's probably writing news at another desk.
Yeah, no one in traffic.
Nobody
no one
in traffic.
Sports.
No. Nobody in Studio Cam 3.
No, I didn't see Justin.
He's there.
No, I see him.
He blends in.
Yeah.
He's very, he's like a Rambo in the first Blood. Well, I guess it would be First Blood, where he's in the mud wall.
Yeah.
And then just his eyeballs open. Ha-ha! And then he comes out with a knife. I think he makes that sound. Ha-ha! He just jumps out.
Seems like that'd be unnecessary at that point.
But it was a Rambo movie. Everything was unnecessary. The first one was good. First Blood, I thought, was great. I really liked First Blood.
I haven't seen a Rambo movie.
Never?
Not a full one. Not full start to finish.
You know what that means?
Rambo.
You're on the bus out of here.
Oh, is that what's happening?
You are not American.
Will I miss it, so I have to take an overnight?
Well, no. Oh, no, they'll make sure you're on it.
Oh.
Oh, they're coming.
great.
They're covered. They're rounded you up.
You know, I rented a car for Rockford for Christmas.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Already?
Yeah.
Look at you.
I booked it 2 weeks ago.
Nice. When do you leave? There was a lot of questions all trying to come out at once. What day are you leaving for Rockford?
Probably Thursday, I think.
So the 22nd. After we do the big holiday spectacular.
Oh, no, then Friday.
Friday, that'd be the 23rd.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you're coming back. Do you get the week off between Christmas and New Year's from your other job?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
That's sad.
It sucks.
It does suck. What are they doing? What's going on during Christmas and New Year's?
Nothing.
Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
No one in the world does anything.
Nope, that week is just a slough-off week. I'll be doing a lot of radio that week.
Yeah.
But again, that's not real work.
Right.
That's me running my mouth.
Yeah.
You know, in a more structured fashion, though, I got to be structured.
I'm going to try to get a couple work-from-home days. I'm going to be like, look, no one's doing anything.
You don't even get the 26th off?
We get the day before Christmas Eve off. I don't know about the 26th.
So you get that Friday off.
I'm taking the 26th and 27th off regardless.
Should. Yes. No, but that's crazy.
It'd be nice if they gave it.
Right.
Whatever.
The 26th is my, and I've talked about this before, I'll make it quick, my favorite day of the year. And this year I have to work on the 26th.
Oh.
I know. It's here, though, so I like the work.
Yeah.
It's not like I'm going to break rocks.
Right.
But still, it's my day to, if I were off this year, it would be just me and my onesie sitting and looking at the tree. You know?
Yeah.
I'll still do that. Maybe I come in my onesie. Maybe I just do the show on the 26th in my onesie.
Well, this year at the Allstate Arena,
Monday
the 26th and Tuesday the 27th, they're doing WWE Monday Night Raw live and
really?
SmackDown live.
Oh, boy.
But I looked at him and I, you know, because I've been threatening to take my girlfriend to a wrestling event.
Can you book someone?
We don't have a show.
I have shows the 21st, the 22nd, the 23rd, the 26th, the 27th, the 28th.
Then please feel free to talk to your producer of whatever show that
I'm
is.
Talking to you. Maybe you step out.
Did anyone? No one's asked me to produce any of those shows.
No, but I'm asking you to produce now.
You want me to produce the show I'm not producing?
I want you to book me some wrestling.
I don't have an in with WWE.
All right, I'm going to get somebody who can do it. Maybe Craig will do it.
Well, if I was producing, I would produce. I don't produce. I don't produce for nothing.
You should have been.
I produce for next to nothing.
Well, you produce nothing. So that's
well, and then you get what you pay for.
Exactly.
You get what you pay for, Brian.
Or do I pay for what I get?
You don't pay anything.
That's right.
The station pays.
You're lucky I don't pay. Because if I was paying, man, the whip would be cracking.
You'd get even less.
Right, because you wouldn't be here.
You wouldn't pay me anything.
I'd pay you. If I had the wherewithal, I'd pay you. If you did what you were supposed to, you'd get your money.
Anyway, I'm not going to go to these shows because, yeah, it's relax day.
Yes, that day is relax day.
You know, there's a mild temptation to, you know, kidnap girlfriend, force her to go to Raw, but I want to relax.
Oh, yeah, because then you'd have to come back, so you'd still be in Rockford.
Exactly. Yeah, I just want to
jet back now, yeah. Hang out,
drink,
have fun.
Drink coffee, watch the Back to the Future trilogy with commentary.
That's interesting. We already busted out Christmas movies the other day on Saturday. I was decorating trees, but we watched Christmas Vacation, of course. That's my wife's favorite. Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, which is more of a Thanksgiving movie, but, you know, we're still in that window.
Mm-hmm.
And then Elf.
Elf has become quite the holiday classic.
It has. And now I have to go see Bad Santa 2.
I was going to ask.
When are we going to see Bad Santa 2?
So, because Bad Santa is your favorite Christmas movie.
Bad Santa, I love Bad Santa.
You've watched, and I've never seen Bad Santa.
I love Bad Santa. Here's the thing. All right, then we should get together. And we'll do a double feature, because this is how I originally saw these two movies. I saw Bad Santa, and it was so vile and so hilariously bad and cruel and evil and anti-Christmas. And then, literally, hours later, I went and saw Elf. And it was a Christmas palate cleansing. So I had eaten the vinegar Christmas of Bad Santa, and then I had the sorbet Christmas of Elf. So that would be a beautiful double feature. I'm thinking I have to go see... Debbie doesn't want to go see it. Bad Santa.
She doesn't want to see Bad
doesn't
Santa?
Doesn't want to see Bad Santa.
Does she not like the first one?
Yeah, she doesn't really care for it. I've never really watched it. Well, how do you never really watch it? It's on every Christmas Eve after Molly goes to bed. It's on every Christmas Eve. It's it's a holiday classic. I put on the cardigan. We watch Bad Santa.
It's your thing.
It is my thing. And so she doesn't want to go see Bad Santa 2 with me. And then I was like, ooh, I'll wait. When Molly comes home, we'll go. And then I was like, no, I can't even watch Bad Santa with Molly. Because there's a whole big Santa finds a girlfriend who's very excited to be with Santa.
Yeah.
And that's uncomfortable.
It's, yes.
Not for me, because the first time I saw it, I was with a buddy of mine. We were on the road in Evansville, Indiana. This is how depressing my life was. This is when I was working the road. We were in Evansville, Indiana. It was like, you want to go see Bad Santa? Yeah, okay. So we went, and then we saw the next movie there, too. But so I can't take Molly. So now I have to go either by myself or I have to wait till it comes, you know, comes out. But then it won't be Christmas time. So I have to see it during Christmas time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I got to find out, wow, where'd that voice come from? It sounded like a Muppet voice.
What
when you
voice?
Said, I don't know. You did. Your yeah sounded like a Muppet.
I didn't notice. I'm actually paranoid this whole podcast and my voice is going to sound like it's echoing.
Like
my,
Peter Brady?
Do I sound fine in your headphones?
Yeah, you sound fine to me.
All right. It's, just, it's these stupid, terrible headphones then. Garbage headphones.
Exactly. All right, so maybe we'll go see Bad Santa. But we'll have to set up. I would love to set up a double feature.
I would be happy to do
Come to the place. Sit down in the, you know, in the cave and drink some nog.
I'm down.
Watch some Bad Santa.
I'm down.
It's hilarious.
I'm sure my girlfriend would be down if you want to make
sure,
it.
Of course, we make it a whole big thing.
Not to be one of those guys that has to do everything.
No,
with the
but you know, we make it a movie night. Maybe Molly and her friend and Debbie and you and your lady.
Because it's not as awkward if there's a room full.
No, room full of people. Well, no, because then I'd know when it was coming so I could excuse myself.
Go, like, get some cheese.
I got to go upstairs and get cheese. Why do we need cheese?
Everybody needs cheese.
And then I hear the splash, splash. And I go, okay, it's time.
Go down. Wow, the splash, splash.
Well, everybody who knows the movie knows the, yeah, they're, yeah. She, Lauren Graham, who's in, wow, that, whatever you were worried about in your headphones just happened in my headphones.
See? It's weird.
It's very strange. All right. But anyway, that's that. All right, are we done? Can we be done? Are we finished?
You never told your story about buying a tree with your wife.
Buying a tree with my wife.
You started to talk about getting
no,
a tree.
No, we were decorating the trees. It was the whole, I have now six trees in my house.
Yeah, why
six
did
Christmas
that happen?
Trees. Well, one, I have a sickness. Two, my sickness is being enabled because I have a codependent wife when it comes to Christmas. So, in the old house, back in the day...
Back, when I was your age.
Back when I was first single, because I've always liked Christmas trees. And I've always liked Christmas, even though Christmas never turned out the way I wanted it to. Because I was always dumb and thought Christmas would turn out like a Norman Rockwell painting. And that's not how human beings have Christmas. So our Christmases were always a little chaotic. Nevertheless, I always loved Christmas. So even when I was single and living alone, I had a big Christmas tree. So that when I came back from the road, I walked into my apartment and there was a Christmas tree. So then I married Debbie. We have the same Christmas tree in our in the apartment. Well, then we buy a house. All right, so we have a Christmas tree in the front window in the living room, but then we finish the basement. Well, that's kind of where we spend most of our time because we're watching TV and stuff down there. All right, well, now we got to have a full-size tree down in the basement. So now we fast forward. We move to California. We're back in an apartment at first. One tree. Move to our house in California. It's a small house. We have one tree in the living room, and then like a tiny tree in Molly's room. That's fine. Then we move to Frankfurt, and we have a big house. Way too big. Dumb. Dumb big. So we had a 9-foot tree in the family room.
I remember.
Then we had, we're like, well, we should have a tree in the front window. So then we put a full-size tree in the living room. Then we had a little tree on the landing as you went upstairs. Then, because Molly had her friends over, and they were always in the basement, we got this pink kind of fuchsia sparkle crazy tree that was downstairs. And then there was my Charlie Brown tree in the office, and then there was the tree in Molly's room. So the trees everywhere. Well, then we move, and last year's our first Christmas in the new house, which is much smaller, much, much saner for us, because there's only really now the two of us and the dog. But we still have all this Christmas stuff. We have almost a storage unit full of Christmas stuff.
Wow.
And this is after we sold the 9-foot tree because we knew it was never going to fit in our new house. We donated a bunch of stuff. We weeded. We still have an entire room full of Christmas stuff. And last year, Debbie thought, well, we're not going to get it out. It'll never fit. So one of our trees was actually a little too tall for the basement. So we had to sell that tree. Which I just sold. I've been on a Craigslist tear, too. That's
oh,
for another time.
I love those.
Sold that. Bought last year, we bought a little shorter tree, but still full size, like 6.5 foot for the basement. Now we have a big tree. The big tree that used to be in the living room in Frankfurt is now in the living room in the new house in the window. So we got a full-size tree, like a 7.5-footer when you walk in the house. Then you go, and right by the bathroom, there's a little kind of hallway deal before you go into the office. Well, there's a pop-up tree there. Then in the office is my Charlie Brown tree with just
the
one
little,
bulb.
The tiny one.
So that's there. Then Molly's tree is in her room, little, like, 3 or 4 footer, all decorated.
Even though she's not back yet.
Well, she's coming back, and the house isn't ready when she gets in. We won't hear the end of it.
When does she get back?
Sunday.
Oh, so before our next
So next, week's... next, no, right after, right before next week's podcast. So
well,
I will
she,
be talking.
Yeah,
she will be here, yes.
Right before, yeah, all right.
Yeah. So then there's a ceramic light-up tree in the kitchen. Then you go downstairs, and there's the crazy pink tree. And you go further in to, like, the family room area, and there's the other full tree. So there's trees everywhere. There's... It's like the North Pole and Christmas just exploded in our house. Nowhere, you can't, I challenge someone to come into my house and look anywhere without seeing something Christmas. It's insanity. From the million Santa bears that my wife has collected that we now have arranged all over the house to things we've hung all over. It's, our halls are decked.
I'm jealous.
It's crazy
I'm
Christmas.
I'm so jealous.
Well, I'll have you over during the holidays.
Yeah.
It's crazy Christmas.
Because we got put our, we got the Christmas tree, 7.5 foot.
Did you buy, oh, you bought your fresh one this
we
year?
We got the one from Rockford.
Remember oh, that's we, right. Yes, you brought it back in, the, yeah, you brought it back in the U-Haul.
Mm-hmm.
So it's up?
Over Thanksgiving. Well, yeah, that, I mean, it's up.
Yeah.
But Sunday, you know, we put it up, but then the Sunday after Thanksgiving, we had our show.
Right.
So I was out most of the day.
Right.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday last week, the whole Mexico trip came up pretty short notice, and
okay.
It was a busy week. I was working 12-hour days every day last
oh,
week.
Oh, man, so you haven't decorated it yet?
Yeah, and then I was gone, got back late last night, and now it's today. Tomorrow I'm getting a haircut and recording another podcast.
Oh,
Wednesday, I think, is my only free night this week, and then Thursday night we're going to a show. Friday I'm going to North Carolina to be with my girlfriend's family, get back Sunday or Monday
oh,
early.
Oh, my God.
So literally... Final Fantasy 15 was released last week.
Okay.
It is the newest Final Fantasy game. I have played every Final Fantasy game ever. I have played thousands of hours of Final Fantasy. This has been in development for over 10 years. It sold 5 million copies in its first 2 days. This is one of the biggest gaming events in the last decade, and I have played 20 minutes of it. And it's
Welcome
been out for
adulthood.
Over a week. And I want to die. It's like,
wow.
This is why my podcast is called Game Life Balance, because it sucks.
How? Because right, you can't find it.
I am literally at this point, it just came out at the worst humanly possible time. And I haven't been in the gym in 2 weeks now.
Oh my God.
So I'm just falling apart.
Apart.
No
falling
Christmas,
apart.
No gym, no Final Fantasy. What am I going to do? And I'm not.
This coming off the 3 best days of your life.
I'm not complaining that much because I've been very fortunate in many, many ways.
Well, we were pushed. We had to make sure that
yeah,
everything was done.
When did you
done.
Put it all up? Right away, because you got. I feel like you kind of got to just do it right away.
You do. It was Thanksgiving weekend. I started getting stuff out, but then last week because I love having it up. I hate putting it up, so we pulled everything out. So now what was all in this extra room in the basement was now all out, which you know clutter makes me crazy.
Yeah.
So boxes stacked everywhere, and. With Tony and Tina, and we had radio, and so I didn't get a lot done last weekend. But I said, all right, Monday, I set days for myself. I was like, all right, Monday I'm going to come home and do this. And I looked at the weather. I said, Wednesday I'm coming home and I'm doing the yard.
Mm-hmm.
So Wednesday the yard was done. And then I looked and I was like, okay, I got some stuff done and looked at the – balanced out everything else, and I between teaching and Tony and Tina and everything else, I was like, all right, Friday, I'm going to put up the big tree in the living room. So I'm going to come home. That tree's going to be done. We had a matinee. I said, after the matinee, I'm coming home. I'm doing that tree. Saturday, before I go to the theater, I'm going to have the other two trees up, and no matter what. And then once the trees are up, everything else kind of falls into place. Well, Friday, working on the tree, and it's one of those old school, it's not pre-lit, and you had to put every branch in.
Oh.
So, but Debbie got home from work. She called, and she was like, all right, I'm on my way. And by the time she got home, I had it all done except for 6 ornaments.
So you don't, because it's not a couple's thing for you.
No.
Okay.
No. No. Hanging the ornaments is, Hang the ornaments was always the family thing. The lighting the tree and putting it together, no, that is me swearing and hating Christmas and actually disavowing Jesus because it's his birthday and I have to do all this for his birthday.
Wow.
It gets bad. But then, once everything's done, I can't wait for Jesus' birthday.
Now, how long do you keep it up?
Till, like, the 8th, early January.
Yeah.
Like, maybe the 8th, the 15th, something like that.
Yeah.
You know, little Christmas, whenever the Epiphany is. So that's when we keep it up. But, yeah, no, I admire couples who, and I have gotten a little better over the years. I'm not quite as anal. But I admire couples who can do all that stuff together. But I basically tell, they know now, you would think, stay away. Once they're lit, then everybody comes in and we all hang the ornaments together.
Okay.
But we're trying to put a 9-foot tree, a giant 9-foot tree's worth of ornaments on a 6.5-foot skinny tree. There's no tree. This is just a solid cylinder of light and glass and plastic. There's no tree.
Are you going to use LED lights?
No.
Real bulbs.
These are old real bulbs.
Yeah.
Because the one upstairs, I don't know what kind of bulbs they are. I don't know. Probably real. And then the ones downstairs, the tree was pre-lit, but then I still, even though it's pre-lit, I hang all these novelty lights on it.
Yeah.
So, and then the little crazy pink tree, that's pre-lit.
Yeah.
And we decorate that. Got a new star for that. Oh, it's very fun. So, yeah. So I'm going to go home now, and then that's the only illumination I have in the basement. I just turn on the Christmas trees.
That's what I
do. And I sit and I watch TV with just the glow of the Christmas trees.
Yes.
I got home from the theater Saturday night about midnight. Debbie was asleep. The house was dark. I was like, screw this. I worked hard on the trees earlier today. So I went downstairs, turned on both trees, had a beer, and was like, oh, man, now it's Christmas time. Because we have to have the downstairs tree because we're barely ever up in the living room.
Mm-hmm.
Even though yesterday I made her, didn't make her. We were having our coffee in the morning, and I said, come on, let's sit in the living room and just look at the tree. She's like, what? I said, let's just go look at the tree. Let's have a cup of coffee and look at the tree. It's snowing. It was actually beautiful.
Yes.
You know, it's snowing, and there's, oh, my goodness, there's the tree. And there's the dog is curled up between us whining for no reason, and I'm drinking coffee. And then that lasts about 10 minutes. We were like, all right, we got stuff to do. Let's go. Let's get out of here. Enough of the Christmas spirit.
I love that stuff, though.
Bah humbug. I do, too. I see, people don't. That's another thing. I have a soft, gooey center. It's encased by hard nastiness.
So much hard nastiness.
A lot of hard nastiness. All right, we still got work to do after we get out of here, so let's get out of here.
All right.
Unless you have another story.
No,
another
no, no. I wanted to conclude all the other things. All I have to say is that I took my boots off at the start of this.
You were wearing giant jack boots. They were a cross between military boots and work boots.
They're snow boots.
Are they?
They're just snow boots. They're just black snow boots.
They look like steel-toed... like you're a romper stomper.
They're a little heavy duty, but yeah.
Very heavy duty.
Because it's slushy. I don't want to get my shoes all wrecked and wet.
Yeah, I broke out the old Merrells with the rubber soles today because I was walking through slush to get to school.
Right. I'll have to look at it.
It's a brand. It's like a hiking shoe.
So you don't think it's weird that I podcast with my shoes off?
Listen, I unbuttoned my pants.
The fact that you're even wearing them is a step
up. It's cold. It's very cold. I don't know if you saw. Cheryl Scott told me it was going to be like 12 degrees. Tom Skilling told me, if you go out without pants, you're going to be a man without nards. I said, all right, Tom, thank you for being so brutally honest with me. And that's how we left it. Because he can talk to me that way. He knows. Tom and I, we talk like that to each other.
Yeah.
Talk about our nards.
All right.
Freezing them off.
That's good.
You don't want to freeze them off.
No.
All right. Thank you for listening. If you're still listening, God bless you. I don't know what's going on in your life that you're still listening.
I'm gonna ask our web guy and just be like, did anybody listen to this one?
Who makes it all the way? Because we have been talking now for an hour and 40 minutes.
It'll be about an hour and a half. With
hour
that
and a half.
Thing,
that's
it's great.
It is. There were too many pauses.
And there is not a single topic I could possibly title this. So I'm just gonna call it Brian Noonan and Cody Goff Show for whatever date I post it. Like there's
potpourri.
No
talk potpourri.
I mean, I could call it the Brian Noonan Show podcast with Cody Goff. Episode,
you could show it
whatever.
There.
There's lots of things. I just want both our names in it.
Of course. Well, both of us are in it.
Yeah.
And that way, when opportunity comes, and Michael Winslow opened my squeaky door, and we walk right through.
That reminds me of a sound effect earlier, but I can't remember what it is.
I don't know.
When I start forgetting references, that's when it's usually time to go.
Thanks for listening. We always appreciate that. We'll be back with a new podcast next week. Don't forget, December 21st is the big holiday spectacular podcast where you'll see part of it on video with who knows what. We'll have music, we'll have treats, we'll have Santa, we'll have all sorts of things. So that'll be on December 21st.
Oh, I remember my schedule.
What?
I'm in a show December 22nd.
Really?
I'm in a show.
What
it's
kind?
It's a Christmas show. It's called A Very Merry Effing Christmas.
Really?
That's the name of the show. It's Eek Theater Company or Eek Productions or Eek whatever they call
it
now.
You must post something about that.
Yeah, I could do that. So, yeah, actually, one night only.
Oh, darn it. I have a show. I have a Tony and Tina that night.
I figured you probably would. But,
I would have loved to have seen it.
The show is Mother Effing Christmas.
Okay.
Apparently is the name of the show.
Wow.
It's going to be at MCL Chicago, and it's a theater right across the street from the Vic. About a block south and across the street from the Vic, right there on Sheffield, so 2800-ish something Sheffield.
Wow.
Now, probably 29 or 3,000.
And what did you audition for this? What's the deal?
The Eek production, it's a sketch comedy group that I've been with for about 4 years. They do the Marijuana-rama shows.
Yeah.
They do this Christmas show. They did the Halloween show I was in a few weeks ago. So,
nice.
But it's Thursday night. Check out at MCL Chicago. You can Google it on another website. But MCL Chicago, Thursday, December 22nd, I'll be in that show.
That's fantastic.
So, yeah.
We'll plug that again on the next podcast.
Yeah.
As you will on Game Life Balance US at WGNplus.com.
I probably won't plug it there.
All right. And I'll, starting that week, I'm doing a lot of, just keep watching the Facebook page. All the schedule changes, all the updates, all the things like that.
It's hard to keep up over the holidays.
It is.
But
we'll be, that's the best place to keep up with us. And then we will be back on January 1st. We're doing a live show. My nose is running.
Yeah, I see that. It's the kids. The kids are getting to you. It's
just
fine.
All of a sudden, it's one of those where it would just, like, somebody opened a spigot.
Oh,
and I was
that.
Fine. It was like, what?
All right, well, we'll stop so that you don't snot all over the studio.
I don't want to snot on
it's
people.
Gonna be rough.
All right, folks, listen, or whoever. Thank you. That is sincerely. We're done. Bye.
Folk. Just single folk. We only have one person's listening.
Thank you, folk.